From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Today, in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, American forces killed Saddam Hussein's two oldest sons, Qusay and Uday, numbers 2 and 3, respectively, on the U.S. list of most wanted Iraqis. About 200 soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division surrounded an opulent villa owned by one of Saddam's cousins and, following a six-hour gun battle, found the bodies inside. DNA tests are underway, but U.S. officials say they are certain that Qusay and Uday are dead. NPR's Guy Raz joins us now from Baghdad. Guy, what makes American authorities so certain about that?
Well, Melissa, they have spoken with several people, presumably Iraqis, who have given positive identifications of these bodies. Earlier this evening, I spoke to a senior U.S. official here in Baghdad who said one of those Iraqis who identified the bodies was a man by the name of General Abid Hamid Mahmoud. He was Saddam Hussein's personal secretary. He was also number 4 on the most wanted list and is now in U.S. custody. He identified those bodies several hours ago and with absolute certainty told U.S. military officials that those indeed were the bodies of Qusay and Uday Hussein.
Now, Saddam Hussein is, of course, still at large. What has the reaction been to this confirmation of these two deaths of his sons there in Baghdad?
You know, Melissa, it was quite extraordinary. Within minutes of this news sort of reaching the masses in the city, gunfire erupted all over the city. It was something that I haven't heard in all the time I've been in Baghdad. It was an amazing, spontaneous sort of rattle of gunfire all over the city. It just went on and on and on. There's a curfew here in Baghdad right now. It's about 11 p.m. at night, so it's hard to know what people might say, but presumably they are quite happy about this news. Uday, particularly Uday, Saddam's eldest son, was particularly loathed among the public here. He was regarded as a brutal man, somebody who's been accused of torture and rape and other forms of violence.
Now that the deaths of Saddam's two sons are confirmed, what sense are you getting there of what effect it might have, if any, on the security situation in Iraq, which has seen numerous attacks on U.S. forces in recent weeks?
You know, Melissa, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't that significant of a catch. I mean, Saddam Hussein is the man that the coalition forces want to find. But what it is it's a morale booster. It will have an enormous psychological impact, I think, on the Iraqi public. It will certainly help give the coalition authorities here a much-needed boost. They've been under tremendous amount of criticism for their failure to restore basic services like electricity, to restore security in the country, and they really needed this. They needed something tangible to point to show that they were fighting against this increasing security problem here, and the sense is that Saddam Hussein and his sons, as long as they were at large, were very much an inspiration for these attacks.
And are you getting the sense from anything you're hearing there in Baghdad that with the deaths of the sons, there's any information that might lead authorities or officials there to Saddam Hussein himself?
It's impossible to know, Melissa. And in fact, it was very surprising for me to learn that Qusay and Uday were together at all. I mean, they should have probably been in separate areas of the country. Saddam Hussein was not with them, as far as we know.
Okay. NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.